The Buffalo and Erie County Public Library System provides approximately 1,000 computers and along with them free high-speed internet access for visitors to its 37 branches. Mary Jean Jakubowski, the library director, says a majority of the time those computers are used for job searches, and not long into the new year, many will use them for filing tax returns.
Up through November 31st of this year, we've had nearly 600,000 logged computer uses throughout our library system. Wi-Fi logins is nearly 500,000.
Jakubowski says many of their users do not have high-speed access at home. Some are still using dial-up, and some cannot afford to have a computer at home. Earlier this month, the FCC voted to repeal net neutrality, the regulation requiring equal access to digital information. Critics of the move fear it will result in some information becoming more difficult or expensive to access. The library system pays a reduced rate through a federal program, and Jakubowski says they'll do what it takes to continue providing high-speed access to clients, although there are concerns about how it may affect their budget.
You know, certainly it's something we have to be taking a look at. Our goal and the goal of all of us who are really pushing to revoke the FCC's decision is about treating all online users equally. And that's the critical piece. That's democracy. That's what we believe democracy to be.
The repeal of net neutrality is not yet a done deal. Several states, including New York, are pursuing legal action. And many on Capitol Hill, including Senator Charles Schumer, have expressed a desire to keep net neutrality alive. All Jakubowski and her peers can do for now is await developments. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.